Greetings and salutations. What's goody, folk? Welcome back to your Spiritually Logic podcast, brought to you by Soldier of the Soul Intended, where I am your host, coach, and creator of all things soul-driven, Bryce Bryson. In this segment, Spirit Speaks, I'd like to get into something that was revealed to me that may be a new phenomenon, or maybe not. We'll see. Shamanistic alchemism. While it's true our energy is the most valuable thing about us, all of us, it is not solely meant for just us. For those who resonate on this vibrational frequency will understand what I mean. Soul-driven, soul-intended to journey the road of healing of self, then to the guiding of self-healing to others, and helping those who may not even realize healing is what they need. Our energy is precious and priceless. Our energy is precious and priceless because it is a healing channel. Therefore, we are not to be separate from or to separate ourselves from society or what is considered low vibrational. We must embrace these hurting, aching energies and question or even challenge the answer and acknowledgement of their pain, abyss, anger, shame, self-sabotaging ways and seeking the abyss and beyond. By embracing these energies, by no means or measures suggests we hold on to them. This is where, when appropriate, we open our shamanistic energetical channel to allow the vessel to release these energies through our channel portal as we transmute the energy into light frequencies, releasing them back into the ether. This form of shamanistic energetical healing opens the door for the vessel to begin a more soul-driven journey of soul-intended healing into self-healing and eventually becoming shaman over their own lives. This goal is not always achievable in one lifetime, as some wounds exist on an existential level throughout time and space. Soul wounds exist in a place that oftentimes are not known to us. They can be the driving force behind unrealized toxicities and walls built for self-protection. Even though we may not have experienced certain things in present lifetime, they resonate and manifest on a soul level, revealing karmic shadows unbeknownst to us. These instances manifest in life scenarios we can't quite explain, but somehow resonates and is familiar to us. Shadow work is the first step of self-healing in the form of our trauma bonds and codependencies within our inner child. Shamans guide and assist our healing of core wounds, which can profoundly affect our lives and the thriving thereof. Shamanistic alchemism lends to our existential healing and then the transmutation of these wounds into higher vibing light frequencies. Shamanistic alchemism.